Welcome back to another episode of Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. As we always say, but not often enough, please know that this will be the one place where you can always ask the tough questions about God, Messiah, and the spiritual issues of life. We might not always know the answer, but we will explore it together until we discover the truth. I know, we wait too long between episodes, and as always, my issue, my problem. Today's topic, however, I think is a good issue. Conway West and his recent transformation from hip-hop rapper to rapper evangelist. First off, I want you to know, I want to believe his testimony. I truly do. It makes a wonderful story of God's power to redeem even those who seem, from the world's perspective, unredeemable. And from all that I have seen and heard, it appears that Conway West is seeking to live a changed life, a life that has been remarkably changed by the glory of Messiah Jesus. And I truly pray that this transformation is true. Truly, I do. And I've already said true and truly way too many times. However, I do have a couple of concerns that I would like to share with you. First, and it's not Conway's issue, it's the evangelical world's issue. The evangelical world is, I would argue, too quick to place famous people on a pedestal before they have been discipled and equipped for a place of service. I don't know if you remember, but a few years ago, Jane Fonda supposedly, and I hope it's true, had a salvation experience, and everybody was excited because Jane Fonda, and some of you who are listening don't know who she is, but for people my age, she's a big deal. Jane Fonda, and they were ready to make Jane Fonda the poster child that for Hollywood and Christianity. But as far as we know, she didn't. She's been arrested at a lot of protest rallies for the environment. By the way, we should care about the environment. But nothing has come about for her quote-unquote salvation experience. And there's a lot of people just like her. Shia LaBeouf, Justin Bieber, and other people. And hopefully they have come to faith, but where are they now? But evangelicals like to find famous people and put them on a pedestal, and when they fall off, we drop them like hotcakes. And I don't want that to happen to Conway West. So my question is Conway ready for the ministry acclaim, or do we, and I'm talking about someone who knows him, needs to sit him down and listen to him and make sure that he is doctrinally sound and discipled first? By the way, I really like the word discipled. And I have a biblical reason for liking the word discipled. 1 Timothy 3:6, whatever version you like, tells us not to place a new believer, a novice, into a place of authority because he might end up being filled with pride and fall into the temptation of the devil. Paul is telling Timothy in that passage to slow down, make sure he is discipled or she is discipled. I don't want that to happen with Conway West. I don't want that to happen with any famous or nobody. Slow down. Make sure they're ready for the calling of ministry. Because Conway West or anybody has too much to offer for the kingdom of God. And I don't want them to be placed into a position of authority and then get tempted and fall apart. Think about it. That's my first concern. And I know that I will get some criticism for what I've just said, because he does seem to be making some real progress and a dent into an audience that most of evangelicals can never reach. But I do think I have a point with my argument. And I'd rather reach that audience with a discipled Conway West than in not really have that audience truly reached. However, I have another concern. And this is my heart and my mission, and it's relating to Jewish people and Jewish evangelism and Jewish missions. And this one's a little more awkward. Because you see, in 2013, I know it's almost 7 years ago, but it still has to get brought up. Conway West utilized some really awkward anti-Semitic tropes as it relates to Jewish people and money. And he did apologize, but unfortunately, when he made those anti-Semitic statements, the big guy that came to his defense was the uber anti-Semitic Louis Farrakhan. Ugh. And those words have and will hang over Conway West, and that should be acknowledged even today by those of us in the Jewish evangelistic community. And yes, his recent album that just got dropped a couple of weeks ago, Jesus is King, includes an apology again for those past damaging words. And it utilizes Kenny G, a Jewish musician, on the album. But words hurt and words sting and words last. So, how do you solve a problem like Conway in the evangelistic and the messianic world? Well, number one, disciple him first and foremost, and acknowledge the past with him and pray that he learns from his past while reaching out to the Jewish people with the gospel, and maybe have him offer another apology while at the same time sharing the gospel with the Jewish people. And if so, then I believe that Conway West will learn, and we can rejoice with him that truly another soul has entered the kingdom, and maybe he can then bring more Jewish people into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Messiah Jesus, even more than we can. Well, we've reached the end of another episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries, and hopefully we've begun a discussion about discipleship that I think needs to be discussed. And if you would like to ask a question that we can feature on another episode, please email us at info@sadakaministries.org. And please know that this will be the one place where you can always ask the tough questions about God, Messiah, and the spiritual issues of life. We might not always know the answer, but we will explore it together until we discover the truth. Shalom.